Happy Friday. I'm Chris Parrish, Chief Investment Officer at Oak Harvest Financial Group. We are a wealth management and financial advisor in Houston, Texas. Welcome to our May 28th pre-Memorial Day weekend weekly Stock Talk podcast, keeping you connected to your money. First off, the team at Oak Harvest wants to wish you a happy Memorial Day weekend. And we want to thank those who bravely served our great country through military service and lost their lives defending our freedom. Secondly, I want to apologize in advance for my inability to carry a musical tune with my voice. For those who are sensitive to hearing, just fast forward the next 1 or 2 minutes and go to our website and read the lyrics of what is coming. The tune is to Paul Simon's hit, Slip Sliding Away. Here goes. The title of this missive and this week's weekly Stock Talk podcast is Whipsawing Away. Whipsawing away. Whipsawing away. You know, the more you trade summer, the more stock profits slip slide away. I know a man. He came from my hometown. He wore his passion for day trading like a thorny crown. He said, margin clerk, I live in fear. My love for debt so overpowering, I'm afraid my account balance will disappear. Whipsawing away. Whipsawing away. You know, the more you trade summer, the more stock profits slip slide away. I know a woman took on a day trading life. These are the very words she uses to describe her whipsawing life. She said, a good day, I keep most my gains. She said, a bad day's when I trade and lose all the money that I've ever gained. Whipsawing away, whipsawing away. You know, the more you trade summer, the more profits slip slide away. And I know a father who had a son. He longed to tell him all the reasons for the bad trades he'd done. He came a long way just to explain. He kissed his boy as he lay sleeping, then turned and traded Bitcoin in the overnight session again. Whipsawing away, whipsawing away. You know, the more you trade summer, the more profits slip slide away. God only knows. God makes his plan. The information's unavailable to the trading man. Others work their jobs, get paid and save. You're trading options from your phone as your profits are slip sliding away. Slip sliding away. Whipsawing away. You know, the more you trade summer, the more profits slip slide away. Well, thanks for listening to that or fast forwarding it, as I probably would. Market-wise, we continue to trade in a wide band. In fact, as of last night's close, the S&P 500 stood at a whopping 15 points higher than tax day 6 weeks ago. For the past 3 or 4 months, almost everyone on TV has been parroting the same sector allocation theory. What's that theory? Long value over growth, small cap over large, international over domestic. Are the masses ever this correct at the same time after 12 months of consistent trend? Almost never. Behind the scenes, the bond market is saying that the now widely parroted trade of investors must be long value, not growth trade is at an extreme measure and has already started reversing course. The yield curve, as measured by the 10-year Treasury interest rate minus 2-year interest rate, peaked in mid-March and broke down 2 weeks ago in most chartists' world. We've been discussing this dynamic almost weekly, trying to combat the nonstop dire warnings by TV commentators of runaway inflation. The real-time inflation rate, as shown by interest rates that you can go out on almost any website and look at, the 2-year inflation rate peaked 10 days ago, the 5-year inflation rate peaked 3 weeks ago, and the 30-year inflation rate, as measured in real-time, peaked 4 to 5 weeks ago. The previous momentum trade of long value stocks and long cyclical stocks have for the most part been dogs for the past 2 weeks. Everyone is huddled on the wrong side of the boat at an extreme in sector allocations. Things that lead inflation indicators that troughed a year ago in line with our pent-up demand call have now looked like they've peaked. Scrap steel, lumber, and agricultural commodities all look lower, not higher now. And conversely, what groups are starting to outperform? Yep, you guessed it. Large cap technology, FANG stocks, biotech, online gaming, secular growth stocks, and even the growth at any price stocks like solar and SaaS software. Those have led the furious rally this week. And when did it happen? It started exactly when 99% of the TV commentators were out there parroting the same theme of buy value and buy cyclicals and stay away from growth stocks. If you want a true reason for these shifts, look no further in real time to the shape and momentum in the interest rate yield curve and the trend in the two components of long-term interest rates. We've talked about those two components, the inflationary component and the real growth component. What you will see is exactly opposite of what you've been hearing on TV for the past 2 months. You will see inflation peaking and real growth beginning to accelerate. Corn dropped over 10% this week. Lumber is already 20% off its insanely high 1700 blow-off top. Someone please wake me up when it's closer to 900 in a month or two. I still need to build my fence. Scrap steel, down. Copper, down. Wheat, down. Soybeans, down. Are we going to start screaming deflation in 2 to 4 weeks again like we did last year? Or are we going to try to understand that these prices aren't real long-term prices, that these commodity prices are real for a few weeks and maybe months, and just until our just-in-time supply chains catch up? We are in a secular bull market, and rotations happen throughout bull markets. And opposite what the host of CNBC TV show The Fast Money Halftime Report, Scott Wapner, might say, this is a very normal bull market. Moreover, he owns strategist Terry Dwyer an apology for his behavior on Wednesday's show, where he did nothing but berate him for sticking to his forecast. How normal is this bull market? According to statistics from Merrill Lynch, going back to the Great Depression of 1929, there have been 26 bull market periods without a 20% bear market correction. Since the S&P 500 low last year, this ranks as an unprecedented number 11. Yes, you heard that right. And the average bull market return before experiencing a minus 20% decline was up 113.5%, which would equate to about 4770 on the S&P 500 before a 20% correction. Much like Terry Dwyer, we continue to expect the remainder of the second quarter to continue to be choppy at best and down 5-7% at worst. Once again, round-tripping second quarter returns on the overall market for a few days late in June is not out of the question. This would not be a disaster, as it would mean merely returning to around 3985 to 4000s briefly on the S&P 500 before heading much higher to new all-time highs in the second half. What might cause this? I don't know, but I can guess at the reasons that TV commentators will give after the fact. My best guess remains maybe if the Federal Reserve, seeing that there is actually too much liquidity everywhere in the system, and they telegraph discussing the taper procedure at their late June meeting and setting up a taper timeline at their late July meeting, maybe that would do it. That would happen to coincide exactly with the normal end of the second quarter sell-off into July 4th weekend and a sharp rally in July and retest of the summer lows in late July, setting up the remainder of the year for let the good times roll. Who knows? But that would be the normal pattern. The Oak Harvest projection for year-end 2021 and early 2002 hasn't changed. It still remains 4,600 to 4,700, and this is not a stretch by historical standards. Far from unprecedented, our targets are merely within the statistical average bull market. In fact, the forward option market thinks that a target closer to 5,000 is possible in early first quarter of next year. The sell-off we experienced in late last year in 2020 is much closer in behavior to the 1987 stock market crash that merely interrupted an ongoing bull market and didn't create a secular bear market or a period of stagnation. After July 4th and no later than Labor Day this summer, big investors will once again be looking forward into the second half of this year and all of 2022. What they will see is that higher secular growth companies that peaked way back in mid-2020 have stalled for a year, their valuations have compressed, and now they look cheap versus their long-term growth and free cash flow profiles. Big investors who were chasing and pushing up value stocks since July of last year will start asking themselves, am I paying peak multiples for peak earnings in advance in 2022? We want to be ahead of the curve and not parroting the same old things others are 6 to 9 months after the trend began. At Oak Harvest, we are a comprehensive wealth management and financial planning advisor right here in Houston. Give us a call to speak to an advisor that can help you plan and craft a financial plan that is independent of the volatility of the stock markets. Our phone number here, 281-822-1350. We're here to help you on your financial journey through retirement. Have a great Memorial Day weekend, and thanks once again to all those who serve in the military.
All content contained within Oak Harvest Podcast expresses the views of the speaker and is for informational purposes only. It is based on information believed to be reliable when created, but any cited data, indicators, statistics, or other sources are not guaranteed. The views and opinions expressed herein may change without notice. Strategies and ideas discussed may not be right for you, and nothing in this podcast should be considered as personalized investment, tax or legal advice, or an offer or solicitation to buy or sell securities. Indexes such as the S&P 500 are not available for direct investment, and your investment results may differ when compared to an index. Specific portfolio actions or strategies discussed will not apply to all client portfolios. Investing involves the risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results.